Thank you, Chair, and thank you. I will address on this related to the Pact for the Future and having listened to what the contributions of mayors and deputy mayors have been, and totally agree with the chair in the term of decentralization. But in order to decentralize and to apply the contributions the mayor of Heidelberg was saying, is we need to address the gaps of policy and regulation. And we cannot talk about sustainability and finance without talking about the need to change the rules of the game and to change regulation. We need to ensure for localization that we are managing that finance is market ready. Because as we have said and as we have listened, we need a balance between domestic but as well private investment in the future of localization and sustainable development. And for this, the only thing that we need to do is to unlock resources, because resources are there. What we need is to change, as we said, the rules of the game. For the Pact for the Future to be a reality in cities, we need to bring cities into the discussion of the Multilateral Development Bank's reform. We need to bring the local priorities into this financial architecture of the global budgets to have and to listen to cities. We need to link these platforms and the others with the G20. For this, we have the Urban 20, which is convened by UCLG and C40, and the discussions need to be connected, and we need to talk with Sherpas and finance ministers the same as we do with foreign affairs ministers. We need to call for the bankability of localization projects. Cities are bankable. And this is something that it is not understood elsewhere, and it is not understood in the Pact for the Future as we can see today, but we have hooks. So we need to call for affordable finance, technical assistance, and the development of a different financial mechanism. Related to the questions that you were asking in terms of localization, BLRs, and SDGs, we need to have access to the SDG Stimulus Fund from cities and local and regional governments in order to close the financial gap of the SDGs. And this means bringing into the attention the SDG window of localization to other cities and the different mechanisms that we have. And finally, to start linking, it is not only the G20, but it is to be present in the Financing for Development Conference, in the World Social Summit Conference, and to be part of the processes that are indeed trying to manage this. Another initiative is the SDSN Local Commission, which is led by the cities of Paris and Rio de Janeiro, and as well the Task Force on Climate Finance led by Buenos Aires. Thank you very much, Chair.